Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
Good night.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that. I sincerely appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, right? I mean, you can't just be part of the conversation. You can't just keep spewing the same old party lines, which is a lot of what... But come on. Can we talk here? It's a lot of what we do, isn't it? Then we kind of like, we hear one of our buddies says, we like what they say, so we repeat it. We don't check it. God forbid we should check it. But we don't really check it. Right? And then we wonder why they make fun of us when we screw up big time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you just tuned in, and you missed Brad Dacus, who was on the show in the first few segments, I titled the show, you know, why did you give up so easy? Why have you given up your rights so easy? And when you say to me, most of the time people say, well, what are you supposed to do? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You do what our founding fathers did. You push back. You make noise. You let them know where they're off. You really, that simple. And I don't know why you wouldn't. Everybody else does. Everybody on the left will let us know when they think we're wrong, when we're not saying the right thing, doing the right thing, following the Gestapo-like tactics. Why aren't we doing the same thing? No, I know we're not them. I know. Grandma used to tell me, you don't have to do what they do. If everybody jumps off the bridge, you're going to jump off the bridge too? Maybe. I don't know. If it's hot out, it's cool. Yeah, sure. Why not? But you know what I'm saying? We need to not be afraid to fight like they do. Not lie. Not blow stuff up. Not ruin things. But we need to be willing to fight like they do. Think about the stuff that's going on. Fauci, an expert in the field, so we've been told anyway. Here he is. He's telling us that, you know, the kids shouldn't go back to school until there's a cure or at least a vaccine. Well, how long is that? What's the caveat? How much time? No, come on, really. Give me something I can work with, or you want to keep doing what you're doing to me now. And we're going to close down 2 more weeks. Maybe 2 more. Maybe 3. I don't know. Maybe 5. When does it stop? You keep us-ins, you keep letting them get away with it. That's the problem. You keep voting them in. Pelosi, Schumer, Waters, Schiff. The problem is that you ideologues, you don't think they've lied. You think they've been telling the truth 100 gazillion percent. They haven't. They've been lying to you. It's easy to prove if you just take some time to check it out on your own, because you won't believe me. I don't. You know, the thing that frustrates me to no end is what about the Christians on the left that have been sucked into believing that anything goes. I've always said this a million times. Some of you are tired of hearing it. They do not understand how a professing Christian, from a biblical standpoint, can vote for somebody who believes in aborting babies. And I can go down the reason why I believe that God doesn't want you to. Real simple, without getting all spiritually hooky on you. When people can question how you're a Christian, Joe? Yeah. How do you support Trump? I said, really? Are you a Jew? Yeah. Have you read the story about David, your king, King David? Yeah. Go read the story. Then come back and tell me. Talk to me about questionable character. Talk to me about adultery. Talk to me about killing somebody. Then we'll talk. We'll have a real conversation. Go get enlightened. Jesus wasn't a wimp either. Right? He think about something. He stood up. He spoke out when people weren't acting right. And he didn't mince words. Remember those things? You vipers. You den of thieves. You hypocrites. I mean, I love you. God bless. I love you Christians who listen to me, listen to the show, go, gee, Joe, you're kind of harsh. My Savior was kind of harsh, too. I mean, I don't know what kind of Christianity you follow. If you're one of those people that believes that Jesus was soft-spoken, totally loving in the sense that he didn't get mad at anybody, you know, had blue hair, long blonde hair, blue eyes, I mean, milky white skin with a British accent, you are just dull in the senses. You are not reading and or studying your book. Your owner's manual. The book that the guy that you say you love and you follow, the book that he wrote, that he sanctioned, that he gave to you as an owner's manual, you have no clue. But you love him. Right? Look, I don't do the right thing all the time. That's not my point here. Okay, I screw up. I say the wrong thing. I do the wrong thing. Sometimes I treat people unkindly or wrong. But on the same side of that same coin, where my Christian friends miss it big time, is it's okay to look at somebody and roughly say to him, really? Are you seriously doing that? What kind of example are you for Christ there, buddy? I have a field day with this stuff. If people would truly read those stories of Jesus, right, and read them without trying to soften them up, just read them for what they are. When Jesus ran around ripping up the merchant area of the temple, some of you think it was because, yes, he hates business owners. No, they were selling blemished stuff, bad stuff. They were taking advantage of people. And that's why he said, I won't have a den of thieves here in my Father's house. And just so much more than that. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Doug Giles joins me after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I love doing this stuff because you guys need to come out of the closet. You know, the last 2 days, 3 days actually, I've had more of my Christian brothers call me, and they're either on one side of the fence or the other. They're either ready to fight, and they want to fight, and they want to know how, or they're like, Joe, you got to slow down. You got to back off because, you know, we're not winning any friends. I don't want to win any friends. You guys already know this. I'm not interested in friends. All right? We need to do the right thing. If you look at what... I live in the communist country of California. They do consider themselves a country. All right? And if you think about what Gavin Newsom is doing, and you don't think it's a direct assault on the church, you really probably don't have two brain cells to rub together, and you need some help. And when I say that, I mean, think about something. He actually came out and said that when they open the football stadiums, he'll allow the churches to reopen because it's entertainment. That's what he considers it. This is nuts. And you have allowed him to get away with it. You have to hurt this man in the wallet. It's not going to help now because he's already a dictator. The state legislator already gave him way too much power. But we as Christians, we've allowed these people to take control. You thought you were going to live peaceably with, and they're just going to bury you. It's really that simple. All right, so I love the next guy I'm going to have on because, you know, we are definitely on the same page in a lot of this. When it comes to, you know, if masculinity is toxic, his new book called Jesus Radioactive. As I've said many a times, if toxic masculinity is bad, then Jesus was a very, very bad man. Doug Giles joins me. Doug, thanks for being with me. It's always a pleasure to have you with me.
How you doing, big dog?
Good, good, good. All right, let's just get it. First of all, give people an 80,000 foot overview about the book, and then we'll get to the bulk of the stuff.
Yeah. So, if masculinity is toxic, called Jesus Radioactive, it's definitely a view of Christ that CNN and the ladies on the View are not going to like. But I'm a guessing, Joe, and I could be, you know, way out there on a plank, that my take on this 30-year-old rebel from Galilee that slept this third rock from the sun 2,000 years ago is going to be a breath of fresh air to people who are sick of postmodernism, soft-focused, politically correct, pale-skinned, wussy Jesus that the enemies of the cross are foisting upon the washed and the unwashed masses.
No, you're exactly one of my biggest lines on the show. I always say is that you guys have all been led to believe that Jesus is, you know, 6'4", long blonde hair, blue eyes, speaks with a British accent, milky white skin, and, you know, loved everything on the planet, was never mean a day in his life. And apparently, I don't know what Bible they're reading. They haven't read any of the Bible about what he called the Pharisees and the Sadducees and what he did in the merchant area of the temple. I mean, they forget about this guy, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I'll blame pastors for most of that misinformation that people are, you know, swimming off from, because, you know, they've had their spiritual testicles cut. They've been emasculated, and I'm not talking just for, you know, a couple of years. I'm talking decades, if not centuries, mm-hmm. that there's been a systematic gelding. Again, of that 30-year-old rebel from Galilee, and, you know, ipso facto, we're left with an emasculated congregation in the pew as pusillanimous, and we're not the first-century troublemakers that Christ deployed.
Well, but Doug, Jesus was kind and soft-spoken, and he wanted everybody to love. He wanted us to love one another, didn't he?
Yeah, if you were repentant, I mean, if you were, you know, some scallywag like his disciples, who are rough cussing fishermen that resembled more of the deadliest catch than they did, you know, these soft focused feminine hygiene bearded women types that have been depicted wrongfully, you know, through art forever. Yeah, I mean, if you were an adulteress, if you were a sinner, if you're somebody that, you know, felt ashamed of, you know, their past and stuff, there's nothing but, you know, kindness, love, and forgiveness. But, oh, my God, Joe, if you're full of lies, hype, and spin, whether you're a bad politician or a bad priest, he's going to get up in your grill. And his most scathing invectives were for those who were peddling lies, because his name's the way, the truth, and the life. And so he takes, you know, what people say very seriously.
Yep.
And people in power, again, you know, be it politicians or you know, the religious hoity-toity, you were dead meat. And they killed him for a reason, and it was his mouth. And, you know, even a cursory glance, Joe, if anybody just, you know, just does what I did, just walk through the book of Matthew, okay? In nearly every chapter, he's upbraiding control freaks. He's upbraiding people that keep folks in bondage to stupid, you know, traditions and bogus, you know, ways of salvation. And he just completely upbraided them at every post. And it seems like he had a great deal of fun doing it.
Well, Well, you know, I have a different, you know, and we can have some fun with this, too, to drive home the point. But I look at it, I tell people when I get in front of some of the groups, I talk about when he was on the boat and the storm came in and all that. And these guys were all wigged out and they were freaked out. And when you read the story, when you hear a pastor tell the story, it's always about, you know, Jesus got up and basically said, you know, guys, relax. It's all good. You know, how long do I have to be with you? Peace be still. I'm going back to bed. Have a nice day. Right? I see it differently. When I read that story a million times, I look at it and go, Jesus got up and said, what the heck is wrong with you people? I've been with you this much time. You've seen me do all these miracles and whatever, and you're worried about a little weather? Give me a break here. Peace. Be still. I'm going back to bed. Don't wake me up again. So,
and what's funny, Peter, he's sitting there, and these guys are rough fishermen, and I've been a fisherman for, gosh, nearly all my life, and spent 20 years in Miami with some very, you know, salty dogs and stuff. So they don't get concerned, you know, over a little squall. These guys are flipping out. And Peter's like, you know what? I'm tired of hanging out with these guys that are screaming like a 12-year-old chick. You know, Master bid me come. And Jesus, you know, told Peter, come walk on the wet, wild side. And Peter, as everybody knows, walked on water, but he started looking at the circumstances. He started to sink. Jesus picked him up, put him back in the boat, and then Jesus didn't say, high five, I'm going to buy you a beer when we get back to the shore. He rebuked him for his little faith. And like you said, he's like, you know, and this is something that people don't see. I mean, Jesus not only got into the grill of bad politicians and bad priest face, he also got into his disciples' face when they were acting like chuckleheads, and everybody's like, why is Jesus so impatient? Why is Christ not acting Christ-like? And here's the reason why. He's got a world to change.
Hold it. I want people to come back and listen to that one. I'm with you. I don't know why he didn't sit down, turn on the tea, and try to find out what was really at the base of his problems, why he was thinking. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says the deadly virus is still a major threat worldwide.
When the fall comes, given that it is without a doubt that there will be infections that will be in the community, then we run the risk of having a resurgence.
But Senator Rand Paul, who was also a doctor, did not agree with him.
There are people on the other side saying there's not going to be a surge and that we can safely open the economy, and the facts will bear this out.
Dr. Fauci responded,
I give advice according to the best scientific evidence.
He was on a video testifying before the Senate Health Committee. There are more than 1.3 million confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S., and the death toll has now reached 82,000. Big losses on Wall Street. The Dow Jones fell 457 points, and the Nasdaq closed down 190. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. This is Real Fed on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Now listen. Just give you, what do I call this? Not a spoiler alert, but maybe a snowflake warning or whatever. If you're one of those soft, squishy religious types, this may not be the show for you. You may want to grab it later on, get yourself a cup of tea, get your little hoodie blanket, get ready to sit down, relax, and try to listen to it. Otherwise, if you really want, you know, I call it the real side for a reason. If you want to know really what's going on around you, okay, with no fluff. And again, you know, this is not uncommon conversation on this show by any stretch of the imagination. Talk about God, we talk about Jesus, we talk about the things of the Bible. Many of you over the years get very upset at me when I talk about Jesus in a kind of rough, tough, and tumble environment and the way I believe, the way I see he was. Okay? And I would say the same thing. Prove me wrong. Many of you, when you respond to me, you never include Scripture. Maybe it was the book according to Bob when I get an email from Bob who tells me where I'm wrong, but never tells me in Scripture where I'm wrong. So when you guys, I don't want you, I hate those people who can give you chapter and verse for everything that you're doing, every word you say, and every breath you take. Right? Let's use it as a real story, as a real thing. And then if I ask you where it is, tell me. I'm going to take it for granted that it's in the Bible if you're correcting me on biblical principle. But when you come spewing like you're so smart, it turns people off, including me. In his new book, If masculinity is toxic, then Jesus must have been radioactive. You know what I'm saying? You can find it up on Amazon. And Doug Giles joins me. I always appreciate his time with me. Doug, tell people they can get more information about you, find your writings, and get your books.
Yeah, my main mosh pit is DougGiles.org. That's Doug Giles, G-I-L-E-S.org. And I'm happy to report, Joe, and thanks for having me on again, brother, that today, after the book's only been out a day, and it's supposed to be released on May 15th, but it was released on Mother's Day, which I find funny. But one day out, we pierced the top 100 of all books in the world on gender studies. We specifically put my book, If Masculinity is Toxic, Call Jesus Radioactive, in gender studies. And we broke it 500 mark of all those books on gender studies in the world, and hopefully with The Real Side with Joe Messina, we'll climb to number one shortly.
There you go. A positive plus one. Anyway, yeah, always always fun. But people really need to get the truth. They really, you know, even if you don't believe that Jesus was rough and tumble, what would stop you from reading something that showed you a different side of Christ that maybe bring you closer to the truth? You know, you can always reject it if you don't believe it to be true. There's no reason why you should, right?
I've never really read a book like mine. There's a lot of people, you know, calling for more masculine Christianity and evangelicalism. And this guy told me, he was kind of taking me to task on one of our podcasts. Good guy, good cat. And he thinks I'm a little, you know, a little tightly wound, which I am. It comes from my redneck roots in West Texas. And he goes, just read, you know, what Jesus said in the, go through the Gospels and just focus on what he said, you know, the red letter stuff. We all know that Jesus loved to use a red font when he would do all of his WordPress type stuff. And so I'm like, okay, I'll take that challenge on. And started going through Matthew, and I'm telling you, man, the acerbic, terse dialogue that Christ gave to pretty much everybody, you know, to put them off or put them on their game was really mind-blowing. If you think about it, you know, because of the way that we've been brainwashed to hear Jesus speaking in poetic, you know, 16th century Elizabethan English, we think that it's all this nice flowery stuff, like he's an over-medicated Oprah Winfrey on a big Mountain Dew bender, you know, just spitting out aphorisms like nobody's business. Tell me this, you know, for people who say Jesus was nice and he said all these flowery things, who kills and who beats, who tries to kill, who tries to throw off a cliff somebody who's going around being Garrison Keillor and telling nice stories and fables and stuff? He absolutely, like I said earlier, he upbraided them. They got what he said. They knew that he was being a contrarian. And after his first sermon in the book of Luke, chapter 4, they tried to throw his ass off a cliff, Joe. Nobody does that to a nice guy telling nice stories.
No.
You gotta be kidding me.
No. I love these people that, you know, tell me, you know, they're followers of Christ, and they do that. They do that. They do exactly that. They'll talk about the reason they follow him is because he was full of love and understanding, and he, you know, he told us that we were supposed to love everybody. And go, what Bible were you reading?
Right.
You know, what was it? The first book of Rainbow Flag? I don't know. What were you reading? Because
I think it was Second Pixie Dust, chapter 666. I tell you what, you know, in the whole COVID crisis, you know, I listen to these pastors all the time. They're like, well, we gotta open safely. We gotta do what the governor said or what the mayor said. I'm telling you what, man, you read Matthew 8, and I'll challenge anybody listening to your show right now. Read Matthew 8, 1 through 4, when Christ is interfacing with a leper. And that's a contagion, man. And he not only healed the leper, he touched the leper. And I would challenge all these pastors that are just listening to Gavin Newsom and all these other tyrannical numbnuts that we should all never forget how they overreached their governance, that Jesus wouldn't social distance himself from sick people, and he wouldn't advise his disciples to do it either. He said, I've given you power to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, unless there's COVID-19. So where are these pastors getting their marching orders from? Is it Christ, or is it these little, you know, jackbooted, quickly empowered people that are following the dictates of little Lord Fauci?
Yeah, but listen, Doug, you hit on stuff that, you know, I hit on a regular basis, too, from a standpoint of God has given us, you know, direction in this book. We don't have to keep asking questions. We've already got answers to all those questions that are rolling around in our heads. The problem is today with mainstream Christianity, you know, everybody wants to end a prayer, end a thought, have a discussion. I don't even talk to anybody anymore who says to me, hey, you know what, why don't we follow up tomorrow? I'll give you a call at noon if it's God's will. And go, what do you mean if it's God's will? You just said he put this in your heart. He wants you to do this. You're building steam. The doors are being opened. Why does everything have to end if it's God's will? I don't get it. And that means you have an out for everything. So when you don't make the phone call, you're running late, you bounce a check, your response to all of that always, well, that's God's will. No, it's not. You didn't put money in the bank. His will is that you do the right thing. That's his will.
You know, I love it when the Christians, talk about obeying, open safe orders and stuff, and we got to do what the government tells us to do, completely blowing off, us having, these rights under our Creator and our Constitution to operate and assemble however we want to, and that they can't come in and weigh in and tell us what to do and where to sit and how many rows we're supposed to skip and where does Granny go. Like, we don't have any kind of common sense or the ability to sort this out ourselves. But the church, in its infancy, I mean, just when it was birthed in the book of Acts, they got killed because they had this phrase called Christos Kyrios, which was Christ is Lord. Now, in the Pax Romana, when Rome was ruling the roost there in Asia Minor, it was Caesar was Lord. And the reason the Christians were killed in the first century is because they wouldn't kowtow to Caesar. And 92 times in the book of Acts, when Christ is mentioned, he's mentioned as Lord, only twice as Savior. And they killed them because they were rebellious against Caesar's edicts. And Rome didn't care who you worshipped or where you worshipped. They had a whole pantheon of gods. But you had to obey the state. And when Peter and John didn't obey the state, they were threatened. They were thrown in prison. And the pusillanimous, wussified church is unwilling to step up to that gavel and take that blow on behalf of, their unalienable rights given endowed to them by their Creator and our Constitution in scriptural conviction. You show me one place in the Bible where, and people will point to Romans 13, which I'd love to talk about that. You show me one place in the Bible where Christ tells you to obey some liberal mayor, and I'll eat the eagle statue that's under my veranda right now.
Well, listen, we only have a minute left, but when we come back, let's talk about that, because really, people take so much scripture out of context, and again, when it comes to Jesus, he was not a soft, squishy guy. He was soft and loving when he had to be, and he was tough and direct when he had to be as well. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Doug Giles is going nowhere. He'll be with us on the other side of the break.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Oh. Only if you hit the right button. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yes, I know. Some of you are cringing. I don't really care. I mean, whatever. If in Doug Giles' new book, if masculinity is toxic, then we need to call Jesus radioactive. I mean, seriously. I love when this guy's on with me, and I especially like his take on what we need to do truly, truly to take back. Look, if you guys out there that are, you know, my Christian brothers and sisters, okay? You really need to, maybe this is the year, you're stuck at home anyway. Don't put on the audio tape. Don't put on the movie, all right? Sit down and read through your Bible. Reset. And even if you start in the New Testament, reset. Okay? and start reading it the way you should, not with that soft, chocolate-covered strawberry kind of attitude, but get into the book and see what was really happening. Understand the culture. That's the other thing you guys don't do. The Bible doesn't say read to show yourself approved. It says study to show yourself approved. Know what the times were like. You know, Jesus wasn't raising his hand and calling an Uber every time he needed to go somewhere. These guys walked miles. Where did they get the food? How did they take care of themselves? Who opened the doors to them? What were they willing to accept and not accept? We should be willing to accept and reject those things that Jesus told us to do without being worried about what they were going to think about you. Because that's what a lot of you do. You're petrified as to what the community or somebody around you is going to think about you. Don't care. I only care about one. God, what he thinks about me. Anyway, I know Doug is the same way. Doug Giles, thanks for being with me.
Hey, Joe, I've got three takeaways in my book, destined to be a number one bestseller soon. It's only one day, and it's already pierced the top 100. And again, wow. Thank you for having me on. In my book, If Masculinity is Toxic, called Jesus Radioactive, you're going to love this. Here's three takeaways. Number one, little Christian, you're going to be shocked how bold and fearless Jesus was, and I'm guessing he would not obey the draconian COVID edicts. And he was definitely not a flowery Woodstock-like hippie. Number two, following him, it isn't boring, and it's not for wussies. Most Christianity is boring, and it's specifically crafted for wussies, and true adherence to his lead, my brothers and sisters, is a wild and scary ride. And three, we'd kill him again if he rocked up on this third rock from the sun. Jesus would be banned. He'd be canceled. He'd be crucified today because he verbally and publicly destroys liars, government, religious control freaks, and smarmy, politically correct crowds. And the reason he did all that, Joe, is this little thing, truth matters to him.
Hey. I can't rebut it. That is all right on. You know, I tell people we've learned how to lie, and we've taught our kids how to lie. And a pastor brought this up, which I thought was a great example, which is, you know, you're home and you're watching a game or you're doing something, and your phone rings and your son picks it up, and what do? You're in the middle of something. You go, just tell him I'm not here, right? Remember those days? And tell him I'm not here. You've just taught your son that situational lying is okay. It's not really lying, it's okay. So you've already watered down something. Your kid's supposed to have trust in you. Your kid's supposed to look at you as somebody that is a teacher to them. And they've done the same thing with the Word of God. They've done the same thing with the words of Jesus, where in all those situations, they've kind of lightened it up, and they've kind of danced around the issue. Do you know what I'm saying?
Here's something that I'd like to ask the no-nut pastors out there and priests. You show me one place in the gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where Jesus would be beholden to big government when it violated the Word of God. And like I said, I'll go out to my veranda right now and I'll eat my eagle statue, because it's not there, period.
No, you're exactly right.
Show me another place where Jesus would tell people to buy into fear, become an anxious, fear-laden worrywart that believes everything that CNN and Fox News and little Lord Fauci tells them to fear. Absolutely not.
It's the other thing, too. They never look at the Bible for answers for this stuff. You know, it's a great point. They sit in front of that television, and they're taking all this in, and they've decided that, oh, my God, this is the worst thing since God knows what. And I've been telling people all week long, I said, do you really think that God's that much of a taskmaster? Look, I believe that the virus is real. I don't have a problem with that. I do not believe it's as out of control and it's causing the damage to tell us it's going to cause, okay? I mean, the flu runs around everywhere. Viruses are every place. I got it. It's a dirty world, you know? Get over it.
You know, it's wild. In Matthew chapter 6, everybody's like, well, you know, it's like, you know, Christianity was born in a vortex of pixie dust and cotton candy and puppy dogs. According to the historians, when Christ preached the Sermon on the Mount, when he launched his podcast, you know, way back in the day, and he started rattling the rubes, there was an epic drought going down. And first of all, in the Middle East, it doesn't rain that much anyway, and it's an agrarian culture of farmers and ranchers. And so Jesus, when he launched into the don't worry chapter, Matthew chapter 6, about don't worry about what you're going to eat, don't worry about what you're going to clothe yourself with, don't worry about what you drink. There's no Starbucks, there's no Papa John's, there's none of that stuff. They're in the midst of a drought, and he tells them to focus on the kingdom of God. And if you're focused on the kingdom of God, God will absolutely float your boat, because look at the sparrows, look at those wildflowers. He loves you, you knucklehead, more than he does a flower or a sparrow, so do not live in fear. Matter of fact, the most oft-used refrain forbidding any kind of action or emotion is, you know, do not commit adultery. It's not, you must love everybody. It's fear not. He was more concerned with people moving in fear and doing stupid things, you know, in their life and in their relationship with God, that the injunction to not fear was verbalized more by the inspired prophets, apostles, and Jesus himself than any other admonition.
Yeah, the fear thing, you know, again, it brings people to their knees. It stops them dead in their tracks. Or you can't have that. You cannot operate when you're petrified. You know, seriously. And when you think about it, you think about these people and what they're doing. Again,
look what they did to our economy, you know, yeah. Out of fear. Ooh, COVID-19, ooh. You're going to get the Wuhan Weezer. You're going to get the Kung Flu. Hey, I might, you know.
Yep.
And if I've been eating garbage, and I'm a 90-year-old grandma, and I'm 200 pounds overweight, and I've been smoking Camel no filters for 83 years, yeah, I'm probably gonna meet my maker. But here's the thing about Christians: is like, death's not that bad, man. That's what we signed up for. If we die, you know, to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of Christ. When's that bad?
Yeah.
I would love to be in the presence of Christ, because that means that I don't get to see occasional cortex become president in 2024.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. But, you know, do you ever get... I know we're not supposed to be wary of doing the right thing, but here's the deal. Do you ever get tired of dealing with these boneheads? Do you ever just want to look them in the face and say, you know what? The only thing left to do for me to do now is a punch in the face. I mean, because you're just so... You're so stubborn. I don't know what else to do.
I'm a happy warrior, man. And my news portal is called Clash Daily. My radio show is called Clash Radio. I live for the tussle. And here's what I think, Joe. And we were talking about this during the break. Is I believe there's going to come forth blue collar, white collar, moms, dads, people from out of the woodwork that are, you know, four square, and I'm not talking about the denomination, but their compass is pointing true north in regards to the gospel. I think they're going to replace a bunch of these prissy, you know, hairspray addicted ministers that use so much gel, their hair puts the gel in evangelical. And they've been preaching the truth. They've been faithful. They've been, again, you know, their compass is pointing true north. And I think their voice is going to start to get promoted. And I think there's a lot of people that, you know, as much as the naysayers are giving you crap and threatening you with this and that, and they do the same to me, but I'm talking to, you know, hundreds of thousands of people week after week after week, millions during the year, that they're on the same page, man. So I feel tough.
God.
I think it's our day, because I think it's time for the men to step forth and the boys to get kicked to the curb.
No, I'm 100% behind you. I look at some of this stuff and I cringe, because if you love God and you want to do what he tells you to do, that is not a matter of walking into a group of people, always put your arm around somebody. Sometimes you have to look at your brother in the face and go, dude, what gives you the right to have another woman on the side? You're a married man. It's okay to do that. And it's like, no, I don't want to get involved in somebody else's business. It's not somebody else. It's your brother in Christ. If he's off, I'm not telling you to go stick your finger in his face, but you tell him, you know, you tell me you love God, you tell me you want to do things of God, why are you running around with this woman who's not your wife? You know,
yeah,
we're all petrified. Same thing.
Yeah, repent. And the cool thing about, like, David and his adultery, when Nathan confronted him, you know, A, David said, I'm the man, and B, Nathan didn't diss him or leave him as a brother. They hung together for the rest of their life. So, I mean, you know, it's the truth unvarnished is never easy to swallow. swallow, man.
No. Hey, real quick, tell them again where they can find you. Got to go.
Yeah, Amazon, get if masculinity is toxic, call Jesus Radioactive. Thank you, Joe.
I'm going to call you guys to spot check you. Make sure you bought the book. You can answer the questions. So I'm going to see your host. Next hour, smorgasbord of open items, open topics. Give me a call, 855-REAL-JOE. We'll be back in a minute.